Hello and welcome to the Stupid Scammer Calls. My name is Wayne May and I'll be introducing each call. This is the second part of Killing Firefly, the prequel, and shows the first time we decided to call up a dead or alive scammer and pretend his email was the cause of my shooting my wife. Thanks to Big Al for playing a policeman in this part. If you enjoy this, feel free to check out more calls, read some of the stupid things scammers have said in their emails at stupidscammers.com, or help fight the scammers by getting the word out at scamsurvivors.com. In the meantime, enjoy the call.
Hello?
Yeah, George, it's Buck again.
Yeah, who is speaking?
Yeah, it's Buck again.
Buck again, yeah?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Right, I've got a detective that needs to speak to you, okay?
What?
I've got a detective that needs to speak to you because you were talking to me on the phone when my wife was killed.
Okay, she's dead already.
She's dead, yes. It's a terrible thing, isn't it?
Yeah?
Yeah. So, I say you need to speak to Detective Dixon and explain to him how we were on the phone at the time, okay? Okay, I'll just hand the phone over to Detective Dixon. Here you go, sir.
Yes.
Yes, hello. Hello, who is this?
Who is on the line, please?
I'm Detective Dixon from the Metro Department.
He's George Morgan, please.
No, I'm not George Morgan.
I'm George Morgan. I'm George Morgan.
I'm sorry. I have a bad connection, but you're George Morgan? Okay, Mr. Morgan, can you tell me what happened? I need to know these things.
Yeah, I was on the telephone line discussing with my friend when I had a gunshot. Then I tried to reach him, but I couldn't hear. I was hearing noise. Then I tried to get back to him, but I dropped the phone. So I was surprised. He just called me now that some people entered there and the wife got shot.
I see. Who were you talking to when you heard the gunshots?
And my friend, Mr. Fatigan.
Mr. who?
Mr. Fatigan, my friend. Yeah.
I see. Did you know the deceased? Have you ever talked to her?
Yeah, I even speak with her. Yeah.
You did talk to her?
Yeah.
What was she saying?
She was telling me she was complaining about their marriage. They are going to be divorced. Then I was pleading with her. Then she handed over the telephone to the husband.
I see. So were you having a relationship with her?
No. I don't know her. It's the husband that is my friend.
Oh, so you're having a relationship with her husband?
Yeah.
I see. Was it an intimate relationship?
Yeah, intimate relationship, yeah.
I see. Oh, boy, that complicates things. We really don't get into why would you be his gay lover?
Not a gay lover.
You said you were having an intimate relationship with him.
Yeah, as a friend,
friend. Okay. Friends is friends, pals is pals, but buddies sleep together. Is that where you're going there with this?
Yeah, I'm just a friend, internet friend.
I see. Okay, a friendly, intimate relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need for you to tell me who you were talking to, Miss Ivy, when she was killed, correct?
Not with her, with the husband.
Oh, you were talking with Buck.
Yeah.
Okay, and how long have you known Mr. Buck?
Last week.
I'm sorry, say again?
I said for a week now.
Oh, a week, okay. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty fast. What else can you tell me about the crime? Do you have any idea who committed this? Who would want
to... No. I don't have idea. I'm not there. I'm not there in the United States. I don't have idea about that.
I see. And where are you located, sir?
In Port Harcourt.
You're where?
In Port Harcourt.
You got to... Where are you at? You're in what? Boticos?
Port Harcourt.
Port Harcourt?
Yeah.
Never heard of Port Harcourt. Where is that at? What country?
In West Africa. West Africa.
Oh, West Africa. Well, how's the weather down there, sir?
What?
How's the weather down there?
Come again, please.
How is the weather down there? Is it hot?
Okay, the weather is cool. The weather is okay. The weather is cool.
Okay, because I would like to come down. I would like to come down there on vacation sometime, but that's a getting away from the point.
Anytime you are free, you are free to come. We are very loving and kind people. We welcome strangers. We love visitors.
I see. Okay, well, I've got a couple more questions. Did Miss Ivy seem afraid about anything?
I don't know anything about what is going on. I don't know anything about it. I just had had that noise, then my phone went off. So I'm surprised that he called me now to tell me what happened. I'm very sorry about that.
But you were apparently a witness, or Buck would not give me the phone to talk to you.
Yeah, because I was on the phone discussing with him when I heard the noise. Then I tried to reach him back on phone. I couldn't get back. Then I was surprised. Now he just called me to tell me that what happened.
Uh-huh. Okay, so tell me exactly in your own words what happened, okay?
I was on the line discussing with him. I just heard a noise. I thought maybe the noise is from the television or somewhere else. But not knowing that, my phone went off. Now, he just called me back and started to inform me that the wife got shot.
Okay, and what were you discussing with Mr. Frobisher?
No, I was discussing.
What were you guys talking about?
No, we are discussing about because I have one of my relatives that is planning to come over to the United States to come and study. So I was discussing with him, asking him if he can help me to get any school or invitation sent where my relative can come and study. So I was discussing with him when I heard the noise.
I see. And what kind of a school do you run, sir?
No, I want my younger brother to come over there and study any college in the United States.
So I was asking
him if he can help me to get that done.
I see. So you're trying to make arrangements for your son to come over and visit?
Yes.
And go to school?
And go to school, yeah.
Okay. And how did you meet Mr. Frobisher?
We know each other through internet. You know, I've told you that it's internet that we know. Then I was trying to find out if he can assist me.
Okay, I know. I'm just cross-checking. I have to ask you a couple times some same questions just to make sure that you don't change your story, okay?
Okay, sir. You're all right.
So you met on the internet. What kind of an internet medium were you using? Was it a chat room, or was it Facebook or something else?
Yeah, Facebook.
It was Facebook. Okay. So you're chatting.
Yahoo.
Was it Facebook chat?
Yahoo. I say Yahoo. It's the Yahoo email address. Yahoo. We write to each other through Yahoo mail.
Through Yahoo. Okay. So was it Yahoo or was it Facebook?
Yahoo.
Oh, it was Yahoo. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you didn't actually hear the gunshot?
Come again, sir.
You did not hear the gunshot yourself?
I heard it. I heard it. That was when my phone went off. I heard it.
You heard it, but your phone went off. What happened to your phone?
No, when I heard it, I was saying hello, hello, hello. So no response. I couldn't hear any response. Then I have to cut off my phone and call back. Then no response. Then before he called me now.
Okay. So were the gunshots loud or quiet? Were they in the background? How far away from where you were listening were the shots?
It wasn't too far away from how I had it from my phone here. It should be something within the environment.
Okay. Within the same room, within the same house, how far away?
It should be within the same house because it wasn't so far. If it was so far, I wouldn't have had it.
Okay. How many shots did you hear, sir?
I know I had one then before my phone went off, before my phone cut off.
I see. You only heard one. Okay, because this is like a mess. Ugh. I hate coming to these kinds of crime scenes. They're very bloody and very nasty. You understand, right?
No, come again, please.
I hate coming to these kinds of gunshot scenes because they're very bloody and very nasty.
I'm very, very sorry. In Africa, yeah, we don't experience such things. You know, gun is so rare here, so. And it is a crime to be carried to for anybody caught with that unlawful possession of firearms. So we are not used to that. So anytime we hear the sound, it's very, very pathetic. Everybody has to run away and take cover.
Yeah. Well, I'm no coroner, but this woman appears to be shot at least six times, maybe more.
Six times?
Yeah, at least six times.
Oh, I just had the first one before my phone. I cut off my phone because I'm not used to such a
noise. Yeah, it's a mess. I mean, there's blood everywhere here. There's stuff scattered all over the walls and everything. Do you know if Mr. Frobisher actually owned any weapons, like guns or knives or?
No, I don't have idea about that. I don't have idea about that. I'm not a terrorist. I don't discuss such issue with anybody. I don't have idea of that.
I see. Do you know if he had any other friends or people that did not like his wife that might have perpetrated this crime?
No, I don't have idea. I don't have idea. You know, I'm very far from where I'm very far from him. So we only discuss our personal issues, good relations issues on telephone and not evil intention or anything. I don't have idea about that. I don't know him as a criminal.
So she did not express any concerns about her relationship with her husband?
No.
I see. Because usually that's the first person we look at is the husband, you know. Usually if a woman dies, it's the husband or the boyfriend that does it.
No, the closest person everywhere in the world. When something happens, the closest person there have to be a suspect. But you people have to verify very well because I know you people are more civilized and advanced than we here. So I was on the phone discussing with him when the incident, when I had a false shot, then I cut off my phone.
I see. Hang on a second here. I'm checking my notes. Let's see here. You say that you heard the shots, but they were close, huh? And you say that she sounded okay on the phone? She didn't sound in any kind of distress?
I mean, the deceased?
The deceased. Did she sound in any kind of distress?
No.
I wonder why she wouldn't have been distressed if she was thinking that she was in danger. Do you think maybe it was just a random killing from somebody off the street, just walked in the house and did this?
That should be, because I was on the telephone with the husband when I just heard that first noise. Then I just cut off my phone because I'm not used to such incident, such noise.
I see. Do you know what part of the house he was in when he was talking to you? Was it the living room, the study, the kitchen?
No. We are only talking on phone. We don't know. I don't know the environment. I don't know. We are only discussing on phone. Like as I'm discussing with you now. So okay, you don't know the environment where I am. I don't know the environment where you are. Okay. All right.
Okay. Is it okay to call you again in a few minutes or in about an hour or two if I have any more questions? Because this investigation is going to go on for quite a while.
All right. You are free to call. But you are free to call because I'm about to go to Bible study now. So you are free to call. When I'm around, I will pick your call.
I see. Okay. And also... if I should have to meet you in person to ask questions, would that be okay with you?
Yeah, if you can invite me, I can come over to the United States anytime. I can come.
All right. Well, I'll get in touch with you if I have any more questions, sir. Please.
All right. You're welcome.
Please be available if I or any of my other detectives decide to call you and ask follow up questions. Okay.
You're welcome.
Meanwhile, please sit down with a pencil and a piece of paper and write down all the details that you can remember, okay?
Okay.
In the order that they happened, because I might ask you to email those notes to me so that I can put them in my file, okay?
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye. Hello?
Yeah, George, hey, it's Buck again.
Yeah, Buck again, yeah, my friend.
Yeah, how did it go? What did the policeman say to you?
Yeah, they asked me everything. Listen, I told them everything as we agreed, as we planned.
Brilliant.
So they were very, very happy. They were very, very happy with me. So I hope that they said they will call me back at any time. Tell them that they are welcome anytime they call me. I know you as a friend, actually. I don't know you as a very good person. They asked me whether I have a idea of the people that came and did that. I say, I don't know, but I was on the telephone with you. I just had one shot, then I cut my telephone off. So they were very, very happy. They were very, very happy with the detective. Was very, very happy with the information he got from me. So he said that anytime he can call me, I said anytime they are free to call me, that I will still repeat the same thing as I told them, that you are innocent. So concerning our business, you have to keep everything confidential, okay?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, yeah, you know, we have to wait for this to blow over a little bit first.
Yes, we have to wait for a couple of days now. Let everything cool, and then after that, we have to put heads together, make sure that we get this money spent, and you have to compensate me, you have to pay me for all my services, okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, not a problem, my friend, not a problem. So what exactly did the police say to you anyway?
No, they asked me, they said it was a shot that the woman was shot by. I said I only had one, then I cut my telephone off, you know, with the shock and everything. Then they asked me whether it is in the kitchen or anywhere. I said, no, I don't know the environment that we are only discussing on phone. They asked me, I told them that you are my friend, so I was helping you, telling you to help me to get my son to come over.
Yeah.
To come and study. So that was what we were discussing on the telephone before I had the shot. So please keep note of it, that I said we are discussing that you will help my son to come and study in America then before
the incident
happened.
Well, in where?
In America.
No, I'm not in America.
Where are you?
I'm in the UK. You didn't tell him America, did you?
UK, yes, I told him that. No, I didn't mention the city. I said we are discussing for my son to come over and study before the incident.
In the UK. Do not tell me that, yes. You said America.
Yeah, I didn't tell them America. I didn't just tell them. I said, you are just helping me to get my son come over to come and study.
I really, really hope you didn't say America. If you said America, we are screwed.
No, I didn't say America. I didn't say America. I didn't say America. I didn't say America.
Oh, thank Christ for that. Oh, good grief.
So that was,
yeah, you had me really, really worried then.
Huh?
You had me really, really worried then when you said America.
Yes, not I didn't say America. I didn't say America. They asked me where I am. I told them that I told them that I'm in Port Harcourt. Yes. I told them that I'm in Port Harcourt. In Port Harcourt, Nigeria, West Africa. So they asked me whether if you are my gay lover. I said no. So we only know ourselves for 1 week now. So I was discussing with you on how to help me to get my son to come and study there before I had the gunshot. Then they saw everything. I cut off my phone because I'm not used to that kind of noise. Then they said they will call me back anytime. If he has any question, that he will call me to for more questions. So he was very, very happy with the information he got from me. So
Brilliant.
Do not panic. Just keep everything to yourself, okay?
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem at all. Oh, man, I'm so glad that bitch is dead. That woman was evil. I'm telling you, she was evil.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, she was trying to steal all my money from me.
Yes, I know. She said it. She told me that she will take all your money. She will do even the one that is intending to come in. The one that is in my position. She claimed that she will take everything.
I hate people like that. She.
So she's a very wicked somebody. She's a very wicked somebody.
She is. She very. Do you know what she used to do? She used to go on shopping sprees, right? She would go out.
Yeah.
She would spend like £50,000 in a day and think nothing of it.
Oh, it's very, very. That is very, very pathetic. It's very, very wrong. It's good that everything gets like this because that woman is a bad woman. She's a wicked. I was begging her, trying to tell her to settle with you. She said no. She will take the information to her solicitor that she will be with you, do this, do that. So I do that everything, the way everything went, okay?
Yeah, brilliant. So as I say, what I'm going to do, once this blows over a bit now, I'll call you back, okay? And then we can deal with everything. But remember, if the police call you back, stick with your story. It's very, very important. We need to make sure that our stories stay the same.
Yeah. No, I will see. Everything. I put everything in pen. Everything I told them, so that when they call me again, I will still repeat the same thing. So, every information is with me. So, do not panic. I will defend you to the lab. But do not disappoint me.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Well, what you could do? You say you've written everything down.
I've written everything down. Then when next they call me, I will still tell them the same thing I told them before.
Right. Well, if
to avoid any mistake.
Well, listen. Email me with everything you've written down, so I can make sure that our store. Email me with everything you've written down. So then.
I'm okay. I will email you everything that I told you
yes.
later, so that you will use it for your own defense. Okay?
Yes, exactly. So email me, and I'll know exactly then what our stories are, so we don't get anything mixed up.
Did you send me an email today? Have you sent me an email today?
No, I haven't. But you sent me the email, so you've got to say.
You can just send me email now. Send me email. If you have access to internet, just send me email. And how you want me to describe it, I will do that. Okay. Just send me email and delete it from the text mail. Okay. Send me an email, okay?
Okay. What I'll do? Hang on. I'll reply to this email, okay? I've got the computer in front of me now, so I'll reply to the email, and I'll just put that it's me, okay? So you know it's me, and then we can do it, and then you can send me everything you've written. If you send that to me, we can make sure then.
Send me, I'm doing it now. Make sure that there's no mistake.
Okay.
Send me an email so that when I get to internet now, I'll send you everything I told them to avoid any mistake. Okay.
Right. Okay. I've replied to the email now with it's me, so you know it's me.
Okay.
And then you can send me back then everything that you've written down.
All right, I will do that.
Brilliant.
Don't reply my email and I'll get back to me, all right.
Okay, and then I'll speak to you in a couple of days, okay?
All right.
All right, well done, my friend. That bitch is dead. We can get this sorted now.
Yeah, it's good. Everything will work fine now. Just get back to me with the email now. Reply me email.
Okay, I've done that. I've sent you a reply now, okay?
All right, okay.
Okay, all I'll right. speak to you in a few days.
Huh?
I said I'll speak to you in a few days.
Yeah. Anytime you call me, I'm okay with you.
Okay, brilliant.
I'm with you. I'll work with you, but you don't disappoint me. You must make sure that you cooperate with me and compensate me after, okay?
Yeah, no problem at all. No problem at all.
Okay.
Okay, all right. I'll speak to you again soon.
All right.
Okay, bye now.